episode 892, Dare You to Move.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a glorious day, and I hope you are smiling as bright as anything, because you know what? I can see your heart, and you are filled with joy. Today is going to be an incredible day. It is Inspiration, Motivation, Encouragement Day, and it is all about Dare You to Move. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. No one likes being stuck. I dare you to move. Start where you are with no reservations. Honestly, a lot of us are working under the pretenses of what ifs and waiting for the perfect time. I was reminded how life isn't perfect as I drove to the airport to pick up my hubby, whose flight was delayed almost 4 hours. And that may not seem like a big deal, but it is when you're supposed to arrive at 10:30 at night versus 1:30 in the morning. Big difference. And you have to go to work and you have to take care of people. People's lives are in your hands. And it was frustrating. My hubby was frustrated. I was, because I had to stay up late. I wasn't going to get my sleep. I mean, come on. Did you listen to that episode? Yes, all about finding balance in your mindset. We're talking about sleep. Here, I was losing it. Oh, I was going to lose it. It became, though, my quiet time as I drove to the airport. It was my time to chat with God as the clock struck midnight. You see, we live about 45 minutes away from the airport, and I didn't want to be late. And I wasn't sure if it was going to be a little bit earlier. So I thought, okay, I'll just go. I'll sit there. I'll park my car and I'll read. But instead, what did I do? I focused on what God wanted me to hear. As I drove, I prayed, I cried, I listened. And with great clarity, the question was, why are you really waiting? What is holding you back? It was me. The tears began to roll down my face, and I thought, it's me. I've adopted these excuses that became my reason to wait. The desire of perfection from all your, you know, points of view, like, oh, wait, I can't do this for Creator now because I'm not ready. But if God says you're to move, you need to move. Dare you to move? I mean, that was really a poignant question for me. And I was like, Lord, come on, really? Why are you really waiting? Why would you ask me that question? He's like, you're not here to ask a question. You're here to listen. How many times have you gone through this same scenario in your life going, I just want things my way. I need things to line up. I need the stars to fit into a certain place. I need it to be a blue moon for once. I need everything to work out. I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. And the best thing is God's going to show up in your chaos, amongst your storm. And he's going to say, I told you so. But he doesn't say it like that. He just wraps his arms around you and he shows you and says, dare you to move. So what are you waiting for today? A delayed flight? The perfect .com business name? Mm-hmm. You know who I'm talking about. The next client to knock on your door that says, I need you now. Maybe you're waiting for a new pay raise. Maybe you're trying to just get that incredible marriage before you move forward. We all need strong relationships. But we also need to move. Maybe you're waiting for the children to grow up. Oh, in due time, this all will happen, but I need to do this. I dare you to move. I dare you to ask the question that God asked me. Why are you really waiting? And you say, Christiane, how can this be motivating? How can this encourage me to take the next step? Because you need to stop fretting over the what ifs. Because you know what happens? You're just building a mountain of what ifs. You build a big enough mountain of what ifs, you will never get to your dreams. That means you're never going to let God create your now. You might as well stop. Success won't be around the corner ever for you. So stop fretting over the what ifs. Lift yourself up off the floor. Maybe you've had a tough week, a tough month, a tough season. Leave it at Jesus Christ's feet and let him take it. I dare you to move. Embrace the tension between who you are and who you could be. God already created you in his image. That should give you chills up and down your spine. That should get you up every morning going, gosh, if God created me in his image, what does he have around his corner? Maybe you're looking in the wrong direction. You got to embrace the tension, how it is versus how you wish it would be, or how it could be, or how it should be. You know, the would haves, could haves, should haves. I dare you to move. This is just one step. Don't freak out. It's a step. You can do it. And guess what? I'm going to be there right there with you. Because one step at a time leads to God's miles of greatness in your life. I dare you to move. Go out and live, love, and impact today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.